Hey there, Pew Packers. Welcome to this episode of the Pew Packers Pod. I'm Miss Autumn, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Today, we're going to be talking about how Jesus loves us so much and where we can read about his love for us. Let's sing our song for the day. Join me for Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Make it pure and holy thine. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Great job singing! Let's talk about what our song means and how we see it in the Bible. We all know this song by heart, and it's a sweet reminder that Jesus cares for us, and reading about him in the Bible helps us understand him more. In the second verse of this version that we sang, there are some words that are kind of old-fashioned and might be confusing. It talks about giving our heart to Jesus and how he can make it pure, which means he takes our sins away, and how he can make our hearts wholly thine, which means our hearts belong to Jesus. The song says, Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for thee. Which means, because of Jesus dying on the cross, we will live our lives loving him and doing what he says. In John chapter 15, verse 9 in the Bible, Jesus says, As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. When we sing Jesus Loves Me, I hope you'll think about what we've talked about. Until next time, I hope all of you Pew Packers have a great day. See you soon.